News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous job all week long. Rob Sender, super duper performer in the producer's chair, so we always appreciate that. In the studio now, the man who conceived of and runs and makes very useful aisleseat.com and that Twitter handle at aisleseat, always very busy during the week and all year long. Movie Mike McGranahan is here, and his performance, always sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. This is a performance, so you just so you know, that's really what it is. And we start out with the review and Captain Marvel.
In Captain Marvel, Brie Larson plays an intergalactic warrior who comes to Earth in 1995 in order to prevent an alien race from stealing a powerful piece of technology that will help them conquer other worlds. The hitch is that they're shapeshifters, so she has to figure out which humans they're impersonating first. Fortunately, help arrives in the form of Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson. The parts of Captain Marvel that involve the hunt for the aliens deliver elements viewers expect from a Marvel movie. Stylish action, cool visual effects, and some tongue-in-cheek humor. All that stuff is great. What makes the film truly special, though, is that it's as much about the main character's personal journey of discovery as it is about superheroes fighting supervillains. Larson's character finds out that she has a prior history on Earth that she doesn't remember. Over the course of the story, she pieces it together, learning in the process that endurance and determination have more power than any magical suit or special ability could ever dream of. Captain Marvel is a great superhero movie for anyone, but the message of feminine strength will make it resonate especially with young girls in the audience. Move over Tony Stark. In Brie Larson's capable hands, there's a new leader in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Infinity Wars.
Oh, and you're a women in cinema advocate. I always put that in there because of all your, a lot of your past reviews and tweets and columns and so on. Mm-hmm. But why not a 4? Of course, I know you're stingy with those, but a lot of folks mm-hmm. really speaking superlatively of this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. I say by 4 stars for something that just really blows me away and something I would say you absolutely must see this film. But 3.5 is a pretty good rating, I think, and this is a terrific film, and I think a lot of people are going to enjoy it. Like I said, young girls will particularly identify with the hero and get a nice message from it, but it doesn't matter if you're a 12-year-old girl or a 50-year-old man or a 75-year-old man like my dad who saw it with me and loved it. It's just a really, really good movie.
Your dad's 75? Well, he doesn't act it, but anyway. 3D advisable?
I thought it was actually really good in 3D. There are some human moments that don't really take advantage of it, but all the space scenes and the action scenes do, and I thought it looked really good in 3D. So if you're the kind of person that's kind of inclined to see it in 3D, I would definitely recommend it for this one. I don't always say that because sometimes the 3D is wasted, but in this case, it was done pretty well.
Well, yeah, and yeah, that's why I ask you. I mean, because you don't just hand out compliments to 3D. Just as a quick aside here, are there any other 3D films worth seeing if you have a 3D TV or maybe they're still in the theater?
Unfortunately, they're not releasing as many 3D Blu-rays as they used to, because back at Christmas time, I saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in 3D, and it was one of the best 3D movies I've ever seen, and I was all excited to buy it on 3D Blu-ray, and I found out they're not releasing it that way. And Marvel has not been releasing their movies in 3D on Blu-ray either. So it's getting to the point where if you want to see something in 3D, you kind of have to go to the theater to do it. But if you're a 3D fan, this is one that I think that you should see. It's pretty much the only one out in 3D right now. So.
All right, well, nice segue back to the film itself. Superlative performances, who are the standout actors?
Brie Larson is great. I mean, she's a superhero for real as far as I'm concerned. She is one of the most monumentally talented actresses we have working right now. And she comes into this movie, and, you know, she's playing a superhero. It's all this action-y, otherworldly stuff. But she brings a real human center to this story. And I don't want to give it away, although I probably could because everybody and his brother has already seen the movie. But her character learns about some struggles that she had in the past that she overcame. And that's the message of the movie, that if you get back up when you fall, you can win. And she really drives that point home. It's a great performance. And I think this is just, she's already an Oscar winner, but now she's an A-list movie star as well. So this is just going to do wonders for her career.
Fantastic. Now, you told us a couple weeks ago that Trolls Yeah. We're trying to pull this down. Tell me about that. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, Trolls, before the movie even came out, they were trying to sink its audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. There's a certain subset of people out there who do not like it when a superhero movie is about someone other than a white male. They did the same thing with Black Panther a year ago, and they were trying to drive down the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is changing things, so you can no longer rate a movie before it comes out, and they're now thinking of implementing another new practice where you have to prove you've seen the movie somehow before you're allowed to rate it. But Captain Marvel had opened to more than $150 million. It was the seventh biggest opening out of all the Marvel movies, and there have been, I think this is the 22nd one. And CinemaScore, which polls audience members when they come out of the theater, gave it a score of A, meaning people were very satisfied. So these trolls who were attempting to make it look like this movie is a bomb and audiences hate it, that really backfired on them.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, that's good news.
It is good news.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. So that's great. Okay. So three and a half?
Infinity Wars.
Infinity Wars. Okay.
And we're going to see Captain Marvel again next month. The new trailer for Avengers Endgame was released yesterday, and you get a glimpse of her in there. She's on the poster. So if you sit through the credits of Captain Marvel, you'll see kind of her introduction into what will be Avengers Endgame.
And you stay through the credits.
Yes, and there's also a really funny scene all the way at the end of all the credits that I recommend sitting for.
Oh, okay. So hang around in the theater and you'll see that. All right, fantastic. Thank you. Three and a half Infinity Wars for Captain Marvel, and it's just a great movie, and go ahead and see it in 3D. It's in theaters now. Theaters are still full of people seeing it, so you'll have some company there. Other news these days, I know time is marching on because this is the 40th anniversary of Alien.
Yes, one of my favorite movies of all time. Ridley Scott's Alien opened on May 25th, 1979, and to celebrate its 40th anniversary, 20th Century Fox has commissioned six short films based around the Alien franchise. They will be released on the website IGN starting on March 29th, and then after that they will move over to alienuniverse.com. But this is their way of celebrating what is truly one of the best science fiction slash horror movies ever made.
All right, and you were about five or so when this came out.
No, 79. I was about to turn 11, so I would have been 10 when this came out, but like four or five days away from turning 11.
You also don't look as old as it's a family trait. Okay, so these six short films, that sounds noteworthy and intriguing. I just love that kind of thing.
I do too, and Alien is really interesting because it is 40 years old, and yet it maintains popularity. And they're continuing to make Alien movies. Ridley Scott made Alien, Prometheus a couple years ago, and then we had another Alien movie like two or three years ago. Supposedly there's another one coming. So this franchise continues to maintain its popularity four decades after the original came out.
Okay, so all right, so we'll see those will be out. A Sopranos prequel is going to be a film, so tell us about that.
Yes, Warner Brothers is going to release a prequel to the TV show The Sopranos in theaters on September 25th, 2020. It's called Newark, and it will focus, if you were a fan of The Sopranos, as I was, you remember the character Christopher, played by Michael Imperioli. The movie is going to be about his father. And the young Tony Soprano will make an appearance in the film, and he will be played by Michael Gandolfini, the son of the late James Gandolfini, who, of course, played that character on The Sopranos. So Newark will open in September of next year, and for anybody who loved The Sopranos, as I did, that will be something that will be a must-see.
And are we hearing anything about the screenplay, that it's good and interesting, intriguing? I mean, The Sopranos was a great series.
The script, everything about it is on lockdown. We know almost nothing about it other than that it will be about Christopher's father, but they're really keeping it under tight wraps right now.
Good. Well, I love those family ties. So that's interesting. All right. Yeah, I will definitely see that next September, September of the following. All right. Last thing in the news today before I ask you about new movies is the college scandal.
Yeah.
Felicity Huffman and Lori
Loughlin.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you. Sorry about that. But anyway, so two not sort of A-list actresses for movies, but they're certainly well-known on my favorite Hallmark channel, so.
Yeah, and this whole thing is interesting because Felicity Huffman is married to William H. Macy, who's a very well-known and popular actor. He was not named in this yet, although there's some indication that he was also part of the scheme. So we're going to have to see what happens there. But this is so shocking. Here are people who are very well known, presumably very wealthy, and yet they had to rely on cheating to get their kids into college. Now, we know that rules have been bent forever. People make large monetary donations, fund a building, whatever, to get their kids in. They theoretically could have done that, too. I think that's still even a little bit sketchy, but they could have done that, but they went this criminal route and took an opportunity away, or several opportunities away, from other students who really deserved it. So I think that this is going to be detrimental to their careers. The Hallmark Channel has cut off all ties with Lori Loughlin. They said, we're not working with her anymore. Remains to be seen what will happen with Felicity Huffman, but I think this is going to damage all their careers, possibly irreparably.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. I'm going to miss her. It's my favorite channel to watch. So let's see. New movies.
Yeah, we have four new movies this weekend. We have Wonder Park, an animated movie that tells the story of an amusement park where the imagination of a wildly creative girl comes alive. This movie's director, it actually has no director. The director was fired last year by Paramount Pictures for inappropriate behavior while making the film. You would not think Wonder Park would have a connection to the Me Too movement, but it does. So they took his name off the movie, apparently, and he's not in any of the promotional materials.
Okay.
So that's Wonder Park. We've got Captive State, which is set in a Chicago neighborhood nearly a decade after an occupation by an extraterrestrial force. That one stars John Goodman. Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase is a new version of the Nancy Drew character. She and her friends set out to solve a mystery, make new friends, and establish their place in the community. This one produced by Ellen DeGeneres. And finally, we've got 5 Feet Apart. A pair of teenagers with life-threatening illnesses meet in a hospital and fall in love. The hitch is that they have to stay at least 5 feet apart from each other. And this stars Haley Lou Richardson, who I think is one of the most interesting and exciting young actresses around today. If you want to see what this young woman's capable of, go and rent the movie Edge of 17 and or the movie Support the Girls, and you will see just what an incredibly talented actress she is, at really only the age of 24 right now. So she's somebody who's going to be a very, very big star, and 5 Feet Apart is her first real lead role. Haley Lou Richardson.
Haley Lou Richardson. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have heard the name. I think you've mentioned it in some of your reviews. All right. Fabulous. And which of these wonderful films will you see today?
I'm checking out 5 Feet Apart.
All right. Good. And then we'll look at aisleseat.com today or tomorrow to make sure that the movie review is there, and that'll help guide our weekend decisions for some of these new movies. Sounds like 3D Captain Marvel's in my future.
I would highly recommend it, yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Movie Mike.
Thank you.
Movie Mike's appearance sponsored by the Campus Theater at Lewisburg. campustheater.org. He's got an extensive bio. You can check that out at his website, which is aisleseat.com.